Jets won a game Sunday in Miami, but they lost star cornerback Darrelle Revis to an ACL tear that will require surgery. Late in the third quarter, Revis' left knee buckled while in pursuit of Dolphins running back Daniel Thomas. The loss of one of the NFL's top defenders is a devastating blow for a Jets team that moved to 2-1 overall and 2-0 in the division with a 23-20 overtime triumph over the Dolphins. A Pro Bowler each of his past four seasons, Revis has a franchise record 102 passes defended along with 19 career interceptions. The Jets like to play man press coverage on the outside, and nobody does it better in football than number 24. He routinely takes the opposition's top wide out of the games, and the 5'11", 198-pounder plays a physical brand of football that is embraced by Jets Nation. On one of his final plays, Revis recovered a fumble in Dolphins territory. You just don't replace a Darrelle Revis, but Rex Ryan said his club had enough to get it done. Antonio Cromartie will step into the role of number one corner, and nickelback Kyle Wilson will be counted on heavily on the outside in the number two position. The Jets also would depend more on Ellis Langster and Isaiah Trufant, and personnel moves are expected. After losing Revis on Sunday, the Jets battle their way to an extra session win. Santonio Holmes put the offense on his back, tying a personal best with 9 receptions for 147 yards. Laron Landry pitched in with the first pick 6 of his career, and Nick Folk ended the marathon with a 33-yard boot. After having the comfort of Revis Island for so long, the Jets need all hands on deck.